Well, good evening. I am a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and through this program, I am finding victory over porn and sex addiction, the pain of domestic violence, and the controlling behaviors of codependency. My name is Karen. Hey, Karen. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that you are the one who is all-powerful and all-loving. Help us keep our eyes focused on you. May your word through this message go forth into our lives and bring about the change we desire. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, welcome to everyone, especially the newcomers. We're glad you are here. We were all newcomers once, and the fact that we keep coming back is a testimony in itself that this program works for those who are willing to work it. So tonight we're going to talk about powerlessness, and we'd like to read Principle 1 together. Realize I'm not God. I admit that I am powerless to control my tendency to do the wrong thing and that my life is unmanageable. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. Matthew 5:3. We admitted we were powerless over our addictions and compulsive behaviors, that our lives have become unmanageable. I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. Romans 7:18. The beatitude of Matthew 5 comes with a promise. Happy or blessed are those who know they are spiritually poor, because the rest of that is, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. What does it mean to be spiritually poor? Well, for me, it means to admit that in and of myself, I do not have the spiritual strength to recover, and that I need to turn to God for help. I am spiritually poor, which is why I need the God who is spiritually rich. Before I came to Rolling Hills Church, I attended a legalistic church. I was taught that to be a good Christian, I had to show up on Wednesday night and Sunday night, not dance, not see movies, not drink. If I had problems, it was because I wasn't reading enough Bible or praying enough or working hard enough. Or work, work, work. But all of my own effort did not set me free from my addictions. In the Old Testament, God reveals how holy, perfect, and righteous he is. He established a lot of laws and rules for us to live by. He wanted us to realize that we could not follow those laws because we are not God, and we need him. Exodus 20:2. This is the first commandment. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. Isn't it amazing that God is jealous when we turn to things because of his great love for us? And yet, how many times have I broken this commandment? Worshipping on the altar of porn, self-lust, anger, hatred, you name it. God is jealous and wants to rescue us from the false gods in our lives. He wants us back. However, many of us continue to live our lives in our own strength. We try hard to be good Christians. We try hard to turn away from our addictions and hang-ups. We desire what is good, but we cannot carry it out. Paul was one of the most religiously perfect Jews there was, but he could not, in his own strength, carry out that which is good. In our efforts to be good, we memorize the list of the fruits of the Spirit found in Galatians. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But what farmer sticks his hand out in the air and says, "Ah, I have fruit," without first planting the tree? The fruit is the result of, not the cause of, our living our lives in God's strength, allowing him to be our vine or tree. I am powerless to bear that fruit without that tree. So let us take a look at our acrostic. And as we do, think about how powerlessness has affected your life. You may want to star one or more of the areas of the acrostic, make a few notes, and discuss the impact on your life during small group. That's part of the leader's question. So first of all, the P is for pride. I was self-righteous about my addiction and didn't want to surrender to God. There's a new catchphrase out there, and it's, "You've got this." Well, I had to admit, I didn't have this, but God does if I let him. Is pride ensnaring you? Just take a moment to think about that. Pride ends in a fall while humility brings honor. Proverbs 29:23. One of my favorites from James is James 4:10. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. The O is only if. I would say only if to rationalize or excuse my behavior, to blame someone else, or to punish myself for my guilt and shame. Only if I had married differently. Only if I had a spouse or lover. Only if a family member hadn't been behind me watching me on my computer. Only if. What are your only ifs? We cannot hide. Whatever we have said in the dark will be heard in broad daylight. Luke 12:3. W is worry. Worry. Because I couldn't control myself, I attempted to control others and be codependent. I would worry about jobs, children, finances. Worry meant that I did not trust God to take care of the other person and me. What are you worrying about? So don't be anxious about tomorrow. God will take care of your tomorrow too. Live one day at a time. Matthew 6:34. The E is escape. Escape. Addictions and codependencies are ways to escape the pain of life. Even as we get sober, we may suffer with or struggle with cross addictions. Mine are food and computer jigsaw puzzles. And God is calling me on it. With what or what do you do to escape? For light is capable of showing up everything for what it really is. It is even possible for light to turn the thing it shines upon into light also. Ephesians 5:13-14. Resentment. R is resentment. Bitterness, anger, resentment toward my husband and God. The abuse distorted how I felt about men, and it has been very difficult to learn to walk with men again without wanting to hide somewhere. What makes you feel resentment? In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Ephesians 4:26-27. L is for loneliness. Loneliness. Being a single parent, working, isolated because of my husband's control? It is possible to feel lonely even in a group. Learning to have healthy relationships here at CR is a great cure for loneliness. Where are you lonely tonight? What's bothering you? Hebrews 13:2, don't forget to be kind to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Emptiness. I have exhausted all my energy trying to fix my life, and I have finally come to the end of myself, and that's where God can start using us. So It's when we come to the end of ourselves. So where are you feeling empty? Think about it. Jesus said, "My purpose is to give life in all its fullness." John 10:10. Selfishness. Controlling people or situations because I needed to be needed is selfish. Do you struggle with this too? Whoever clings to his life shall lose it, and whoever loses his life shall save it. Luke 17:33. Separation. Fear of loss. Fear of being alone. What separation are you going through right now? What are you having to leave behind? Nothing will ever separate us from the love of God demonstrated by our Lord Jesus Christ when he died for us. Romans 8:39. There are four actions we can take to deal with our powerlessness. First, stop denying the pain. Stop playing God. Start admitting our powerlessness. Start admitting that our lives have become unmanageable. 4 weeks ago, David talked about reasons we get stuck and used the analogy that the floor was covered in peanut butter and we were attempting to pull ourselves out of this gooey mess. Jack talked 2 weeks ago that denial's like jam that coats the peanut butter and allows that peanut butter to slide right down so that we appear to be unstuck. We don't believe we're stuck when we are in denial. Well, powerlessness is like slipping on a banana peel. You cannot control your fall. But there is hope in this peanut butter sandwich, and that is Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life. He is the one who nourishes us so that we can bear fruit, the one who provides the power so we can, in his power, overcome our powerlessness. He is waiting for us to turn to him. If you have not asked Jesus to be your Savior, there is no better time than now. He will never leave you on this journey. It is he who is the power to help you recover. Let someone know tonight in your small group or at Solid Rock of your decision so they can pray and encourage you. The journey of recovery is amazing. I have been sober and had sexual integrity for 2 years and 4 months. Thank you. Jesus has been the power to make that happen. And what he has done for me, he will do for you if you let him. Father, I thank you that you are all powerful and all loving, and that you are a jealous God who wants to rescue us and return us to you. Thank you that you forgave us our sins, and if we just ask, you are faithful and just to forgive us. Help us to daily surrender our powerlessness to you. In Jesus' name, amen.